You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, President Trump and some of his allies say there's a deep state in Washington trying to undermine the Trump agenda. We'll find out more about the makeup of a deep state and whether there is one in the United States.
First, Governor Walker announced his two-year budget proposal last month. Since then, lawmakers have been reviewing the governor's plan for taxing and spending in Wisconsin.
Recently, the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance, a nonprofit public policy research organization, took a closer look at plans for spending on education, transportation, tax rates, and other priorities.
They have a new report out, and Todd Berry joins us now. He's president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. Todd, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Rob.
Well, big picture, how does this budget change spending in terms of how much money we're spending, how much of a surplus, that sort of thing?
Well, in terms of all money from all sources over the next 2 years, it would be about $76 billion from only the general fund, which is the budget we usually think about, the budget that's funded with state tax revenues, around $34 billion a year. It's not inconsequential in a state economy of annually $250, $300 billion a year.
And so how big an increase is this percentage-wise over the previous budget?
If you look at what we are estimated to spend this year and what we would be spending in the second year of the budget, it looks like the increase will be 8 to 9%, which compared to prior budgets is a little larger increase than what we've seen in recent biennia.
And we're coming out of the current budget, you write in your report, with a decent surplus, some money left on the table, if you will. What happens to that money in this new budget?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we thought we were going to have a surplus by June of around $100 million, and they got some nice surprises in January. And so now they're looking at about $450-plus million balance. What they end up with at the end of the biennium in mid-2019 is a surplus of about $80-plus million, and that amount gives us a little bit of cause for anxiety, because in terms of what we're spending per year, that is less than a half of 1%. So if anything goes wrong with the economy, terrorist attack, oil shock, just about anything, you could see an $80-plus million surplus disappear in a matter of days and weeks. And so it's definitely tightly balanced. I wish I could say this was different than prior budgets under this governor or the prior governor, but the answer would be no. We tend to do this almost every budget and cut things really close and don't leave enough balance to protect ourselves.
Right. There's a lot of kind of known unknowns, if I can quote Donald Rumsfeld here, including, I mean, they have to estimate what we're going to get in revenue. That includes things like sales tax and other taxes, which is hugely dependent on what happens in the economy. Looking at what this budget estimates as far as economic growth over the next couple of years, does it seem at least realistic?
Well, if you look at the annual growth in tax collections, what we thought they were going to be last November was around 3% per year. And this revision ups that to about 3.4% per year. So it's not a dramatic increase in the growth rate, and compared to prior years coming out of the recession and right thereafter, typically our tax collections would grow 4% or so per year. So even a 3.5% growth in tax collections is moderate, but it's certainly not unusual, and it's nice to have the extra money, but it doesn't suggest that the state economy and the tax collections are suddenly going hog wild, so to speak.
Talking to Todd Berry from the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance, they've been digging deep into the governor's budget proposal, looking at what it could mean here in the state. You know, another variable federal support for healthcare spending. if you've been looking at the headlines, Todd, that could change a lot soon. I mean, how much can we even account for that at this point in the budget process?
Well, and in the governor's proposal, he really couldn't, in fairness to him, because the proposal that has come out of Washington in recent days was under development. Medicaid is the state's primary health care program for low-income individuals and disabled and often seniors. The state puts $3 billion or so a year in it. The feds chip in the majority, so if there's too much swing in what the federal government is putting in, particularly if it goes down or doesn't grow, that is going to come back to potentially cause a little bit of trouble in Wisconsin.
I want to get into a couple specific budget issue areas. Transportation spending, road building, road maintenance has gotten a lot of attention, not just in this budget, but the last one, too. When you look at what the governor's laid out, what do you see? What do you like? What are you worried about?
Well, the overall expenditures are rising a little bit. It's sort of, though, depends on what you look at. The biggest growth item in the DOT budget over the base is not highways or local road aids or vehicle enforcement. It's debt service, and that has been the problem in transportation in Wisconsin for the last decade or so, and that is the prior governor and this governor have both increased the amount of borrowing for transportation, and that is coming back to bite us in terms of having to pay off old debt, which cuts into the kind of money we might have to do construction or repair.
And then let's take a quick look at the K through 12 education budget. Governor looking at an increase. There have been cuts, of course, in recent years. It's a very complicated formula, the way we collect taxes locally, send them to the state, send them back to the school districts. What do you see in our K through 12 budget?
Well, I think most school people view the proposal favorably. It does represent growth in money that will actually go to school districts in the next 2 years, and it's a fairly significant amount. What I think is a bigger question is how the money is being distributed, and that is we aren't really putting much new money in the big general school aid formula. The new money is going in sort of a side payment that's based on per pupil dollars, and that has been where the action has been in the last few budgets. And this gets to be real sort of insider baseball, but in effect, we're developing a second school finance system outside the major general equalizing aid formula, and school finance in this state is terribly complicated, and we just seem to be adding more and more bells and whistles to it.
Before I let you go, Todd, I want to ask about rainy day funds. That's been a concern for you, whether it's Governor Walker, Doyle, McCallum, Thompson, however far back you want to go. Are we making any progress on having that rainy day fund so we're ready when a recession or whatever hits?
Well, it's important to distinguish between this rainy day fund, which can only be used in the case of, you know, an economic emergency, recession, and so forth, as opposed to just the ending surplus, which is what protects us in the short run. The rainy day fund in Wisconsin sits at around $280 million, and the governor has suggested raising that by $20 million, so it would go up to around $300 million. You have to sort of look at this in context, because while $20 million is being added to the rainy day fund, they're spending down $370 million in one-time surplus. So in terms of the total cash the state could access in an emergency, you could argue we're going to be worse off at the end of the biennium than we are at the beginning, even though a little more money is going into the rainy day fund.
We'll leave it there for now. Todd, I'm sure we'll check back in. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That's Todd Barry with the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance looking at some of the nuts and bolts of Governor Walker's proposed budget.